Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque.
We still haven't done it that cool. We're not quite there yet, but woo! I don't know why I'm out of breath. I didn't do anything.
Because it's like a lot to sit upright in bed.
Yeah.
You have to roll around. You can't just like, I don't know.
We got a new
bed. It's not a chair.
It's not a chair. That's where I'm at in my life. I'm 43, where if it's not a chair, I'm out of breath.
Dude.
That is sad. That is so sad.
Yeah, we ate burgers last night and I tried to roll over to get up and I had to like get a running start. I had to rock and roll a few times to get up.
I mean, we literally had a conversation. like, I don't know, 8 hours before that about how we're changing our life. We're getting in shape. We have the wedding coming up. We set a date. We will get into that. And how we want to be the hottest couple on earth.
Dude, I love a reason to get hot, but I feel like we had that discussion, but we'd started doing it days before, like being really good about eating in. I've been cooking healthy meals every night, like, you know.
By healthy meals, we've had fajitas with extra sour cream.
No.
On white flour tortilla.
No. And we had fajitas and we had chicken with a salad. I've been eating salads for lunch. We ate egg whites for breakfast. Like, it's no joke. Basically, cutting out processed foods is the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, we got egg whites because Trader Joe's is out of eggs. You never realize, like...
No, there's an egg shortage.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Okay. Well... All right, I didn't realize.
If you're thinking about moving to LA and you're wondering if you can afford it, the only store I could find a pair or a carton of eggs at, the cheapest carton was $6.49. The most expensive was $12.49.
But at Trader Joe's, there's $4.99 eggs. There's just no eggs anymore. And I don't know what happened to the eggs.
$5 for a carton of eggs is crazy. All right, that's crazy.
Point being is I never feel like I'm ready for, I think I could be possibly ready for like the apocalypse or whatever. And then we're out of eggs and I'm like, I can't, it makes me realize like I'm so dependent on so many things. And if like eggs are just gone, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, I guess I'll never have eggs again. Like I couldn't even think like maybe I buy a chicken. You know what I mean? Or like maybe I'll...
We do have the space for a chicken and we just stole some chicken wire off the side of the road.
Yeah, we did to build a fence for Mango who got out recently and we thought we lost him. Brenna, I was at someone's house watching the UFC fights. I get a phone call. I was trying to deal with some parking situation and I screened you.
Three times.
Maybe
four. He screened me three times. Do you think if somebody calls you 3 to 4 times in a row, back to back, maybe it's an emergency?
You screened me 2 times in a row yesterday because you were watching another guy's comedian's video.
Well, it was like getting to the end and I wanted to finish it.
Unbelievable.
You can wait.
So anyhow, so I screen her like 4 or 5 times, maybe 7 times. And I finally answer. And she goes, how can you screen me? And I go, what? What, you want ice cream? What do you want? You want a burger? You want healthy fajitas? So she goes,
dude, this guy, you are so annoying.
You want eggs? And then she goes, Mango is gone. He's gone. Like you did it. Like it sounded like, and dude, we just watched the show Expats where Nicole Kidman loses her son And literally all I thought about, so I'm driving like 130 miles per in a Corolla. I have to run. I'm like running, pushing my own car to go as fast as possible. And I could have got an accident, but I was like, I got to get home. We got to find Mango. And then you called me again. You're like, how did you say it? You said it so dramatically.
I mean, it's a dramatic situation. You're like roasting me?
No, I'm not.
Dude,
I'm not
roasting. We just moved to this place. Mango, first of all, I need to preface this by saying we have like older windows now that slide open horizontally. And Mango, it's this big window behind our TV. So I had the TV on. I can't hear. He apparently opened the window himself, knocked out the screen, and then just ran away. And the other thing is, I didn't know how long he was gone for until our neighbor walked by. And I was like, wow, her voice is so clear. I can hear her really well. And I got up to look why, the reason why. And I was like, oh, the window, like the fucking window's out. Mango's nowhere to be seen. I don't know how long it's been. I'm fucking watching my shows. I'm watching The Bachelor.
Meanwhile, Mango, we have a chip in him.
But
yeah,
we just moved.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where we are. Our old place, he had a good understanding. We took him on walks. So it was very dramatic. I was like, he's gone. This is it. It's Los Angeles. One, somebody stole him because he is a very good looking cat. Like he is like a model type cat.
I love the idea of an ugly cat not getting, it's like, ugh, that cat.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that
literally.
Cat, it looks fat. I'm not going to.
Yeah. Or he's like, we live so close to Melrose and Santa Monica Boulevard. Like somebody hit him. He's already been hit by a car. This is it. I'm going around the neighborhood. Andrew's not there. I talked to some drunk lady on the street.
Who has a cat just out and about, who lets her cat out all the time, which kind of relaxed you a little bit knowing that.
Yeah, she goes, they have a better sense of direction than us, honey. He'll be back. Don't worry.
It's so funny when a drunk person says something profound and you're like, yeah, you're right. Cats are smarter than humans. You're right. Cats do have a better GPS than Google Maps. The best, too, is like I hear you yelling. And like I
dude,
can't
screaming, Mango, Mango!
And I want to yell, but like I get embarrassed about yell. I'm
I don't
like,
give a fuck,
Mango, Mango. Like you,
you're trying to make it sound like manly.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't care, but all I do is want to cry. So I get back. You're talking to a drunk lady, finding out you know she's talking like Socrates, and Socrates, and then.
Is that how you say it?
No.
Oh.
It's cat instead of crat. Anyhow, so you do you get in the car? No, you get in the car and then you go, maybe we should walk.
Yeah, we get in the car. We drive half a block and I'm just, my head is out the window and I'm like, Mango!
So embarrassing.
Then, dude, for like half a block. And then I kind of look at Andrew and I go, I don't really feel like this makes sense. Like, he's not a dog.
No.
Like, he's in a bush somewhere. Like, we got to get out of the car. And Andrew's like, yeah, we do. You're right.
Mind you, the first time we moved into our last place, we did all of this, and Mango was in our house.
Yeah.
So I go, are you sure he's not in the house? And she's like, I'm pot. That is the one advantage of having a tiny home and living in poverty. You know where your cat is. So we come back. I do a search. Can't find him. And then we look in the backyard. We're like, he's gone. We literally like we're already thinking about
dude,
like
yeah.
What's our life gonna be without him, without eggs, without Mango.
I know. There's a small part of me that was like, well, our life's gonna be a little easier, I guess. Cause he can be such a little brat sometimes.
Dude, I was thinking about how vacation would be easier. 4 AM to 5:30 AM would be easier. I wouldn't have to fucking smell his shits in our tiny home. He has big shits in a tiny home. We can't, like, get away from his shits anymore. We have one bathroom, and it's 3 feet from our house, or from our bed. So anyways, we finally come back, and he's just chilling by our front door.
Yeah, but he's got those weird, when cats, like, pin their ears back, and they're like.
He's like, dude, I saw some shit.
Yeah. And
I think he went clubbing.
Yeah.
I think he was on fentanyl when he got back.
Dude, I approached him like he didn't know who I was. I was like, hi, Mango.
Yeah.
Come here. Like, I was so scared he was going to turn around and run away again.
Like one of those times when they release like a lion into the wild.
Yeah.
And then the owner shows up 4 years later.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's me. And then they just get mauled to death.
Yeah. But I was so mad at him. But I had, we figured that we should give him treats after, because it's like positive reinforcement. You can't punish a cat. You can only give them positive reinforcement. So we gave him like a tube of churro. And I was like, good boy, good job. I was so upset with him, though. Oh, my God. Because he also scratched my face when I picked him up. He was pissed.
Well, he went out in the wild.
Yeah.
He's a wild boy now.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I think giving him churro, too, after him coming back, he might want to go again.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know if he's going
to. I think it's inevitable.
But
I really,
you know,
do
cats know more
they
than
know.
Us.
Well, now he definitely knows. Now I take him on exposure therapy walks. I'll like hold him really tight and strap him to my body and just walk him around the neighborhood so he knows. And
Brenna brought him to every tree on our
sniff
street.
It, yeah. I'm fucking crazy. Dude, imagine when we have a child. I am going to be so helicopter. It's wild.
It's going to be insane. Yeah. You talk about us having a kid a lot. You think we're going to have a daughter because of my penis size, I think.
I'm also, I think if we, I fear for our son's height. So I'm just like,
I know.
Hoping that we have.
You're what, 5'2"?
Yeah.
And I'm 6'4". So yeah.
It's just like not a great.
No, I'm 5'9" and a half. You're 5'2" and a quarter.
Yeah.
I never realized how small you were until I saw you around volleyball players. We went and played volleyball that one time, and I was like,
you
dude,
could
you are
just,
so little, dude.
You could also equally say you never realized how big volleyball player girls are until you were around me.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just like you're seeing both ends of the spectrum, you know?
I know. I just like really want our kid to be athletic and be able to play college sports.
You shaved your pubes, your balls, and clogged our drain, and I didn't know it, and I was standing in a puddle of water and hair, and I was like, what's happening? And I thought it was my hair, and I went and I picked up a glob of Andrew's hair, and I go, Andrew! Called him into the bathroom from our tiny home, and he told me it was chest hair. So I was like, okay, let me just pick it up. No problem. And I literally passed it off to him.
Then, I was like, ew, don't pass off my chest hair to me.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And you were right. Last week when you said this old home can't handle your ball hair. You were right.
I don't know what.
Are you ashamed?
Well, first of all, you shamed me last podcast about how I have too many pubes. So what did I do? I stepped up for us, for our tiny home and our cat, and I shaved my balls. Straight razor.
Don't look Melanie in the eyes when you said you shaved your balls.
I didn't.
In five years, she's going to be like, she's going to come out and talk about how terrible it was working for us.
That because is true. I'm like P. Diddy
now.
Don't
make eye contact with her. Go stop looking at her.
I can't stop now. Every time I talk about shaving my balls, I look at Melanie. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Am I Harvey Weinsteining?
Stop it. You're creeping her out.
I'm not P. Diddy.
I'm creeped out, so I know she's creeped out. Stop it.
Okay, I won't. So I shave my balls. P. Diddy style. Dude, P. Diddy, man. That is, you know... It's like, it's one of those things, you know, when like someone
wasn't
does...
Wasn't he on Epstein's list?
I don't know. I don't think he... I think he was afraid to fly.
No, afraid
to swim.
He
just did that in his house. And so he ended up... I don't know. It's one of those things when you know, when they do the documentaries and they're like, we never would have expected it. It's like, and then it's like, yeah. Like, yeah, I could see that. Like, yeah. He seemed so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And so power hungry.
His sunglasses.
Yeah.
And like his name.
Yeah. And getting Biggie killed. Anyhow. Some things have happened recently. One, our house is too small. We had some guy come over to fix the washer and dryer. And I had to poop. And he was too close. And then also, we got the washer and dryer. The owner of this place came in and our... shit was set up like this, so he thinks we're doing porn. To fucking dude, he definitely thinks we're doing porn.
I know, because we had to prove our income, and neither of us have like
any
income. Like, we don't have like a W-2 at this point in our lives.
No, No.
Just a Patreon and an OnlyFans.
Just freelance vibes. So we had to show him our bank accounts, and it's just like large sums of money being deposited just like once a week or once a month. And it was, I'm like, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think he liked it. When
something weird's happening now.
I just showed him that one jar of quarters we have. I'm like, we're good for a few months here. Yeah. Here's my jar of quarters. Yeah, there's some pennies in there. There's some pennies.
We just,
it
like,
adds up.
Yeah, we just put it in the mail slot.
Dude, we were at, we went, so me and Brenna decided to be foodies this week. We saw one day, I don't know, it was raining, a little depressed. We're like, yeah, let's get a sandwich. I was like, yo, this TikTok, this tuna fish TikTok sandwich. We go, it's fucking $20 for a fucking little ass sandwich. We split it. It's not bad. I don't know. I get sold by these TikTok guys that eat these sandwiches in the car, and I hate them because they get so much credit, and all they do is go, onion. Oh, yeah. Oh, they really, all the flavors. Oh, hot. Oh, I got salty. I got like a bourbon feeling inside this chicken. Oh, man, this is the best chicken I've ever had. And people lose their fucking mind. Meanwhile, we go to get this sandwich because one of those assholes recommended it. We eat it. Not bad. Not bad, right? And then
it was fine.
It was fine.
We could have just gotten something closer, though.
Yeah. There's a sandwich right down the street that's better than...
Right.
And so then there's another TikTok sandwich, and we go... We do a double.
And the same day, we drove 30 minutes to another place to get another sandwich to split, to try.
Dude, and it was just bologna sandwich.
Dude, we asked for their most popular, and it was ham and
pesto.
Cashew butter.
Yeah.
And like pesto. And there was nuts on it.
It was like a pig's
nose.
And
the bread was like, I was like, what?
I felt this terrible.
It was the worst, dude. It was the fucking worst.
I know. I can't be a foodie. I feel terrible. So much bread. I kind of respect them more now. But anyhow, we did that, and then
it ruins your whole day, too.
The whole day. Yeah. Done. We realized that's not the life for us. And then what else did we do? Oh, and then we tried the pizza spot. But the pizza spot.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
This place in Glendale. I forget the Aussies. But. What happened? Oh, yeah, I want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you know what I want to talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're eating. Brennan just got done giving a facial to someone else, not me. And we go to this pizza spot, and we're almost done being foodies at this point, but we're like, the pizza looks good. It's beautiful. It's outdoor. Everything's perfect. It like completely took the other experience and made this one like seem incredible because of how nice it was. The pizza, we're looking at the other people's pizza, looked incredible. We're like, this is it. This is why we could be foodies.
Dave Portnoy also went there.
Dave Portnoy went good, there. Miss so. Peaches, fucking yeah. prick. And so we end up sitting down. We just got the regular cheese. We take 3 bites. I'm not kidding. It might be the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
It's so good. It's not a pizza for everybody because if you love sauce on a pizza, this is the place for you. Aussies in Glendale.
Big sauce head.
Oh, my God.
I'm not
God.
In the pizza for the cheese. No. I like the sauce.
I could drink. I remember I said to you, I was eating it, and I go, I feel like I'm drinking this pizza. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Because of how much sauce was on
it. It was so good.
It was so saucy.
So we're saucing up. We're eating it up, dear. And it was the best thing ever. And then a fucking bee, a big ass bee, shows up and starts swarming my head because I had a Diet Coke and the pizza sauce is so sweet that this fucking bee, and nothing annoys me more than when a bee is on literally my face and I go, this is my reaction. I go, oh.
I was trying to be tough. I was like, swat it away. Like, what are you doing?
No, you go, don't move. You just piss it off.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when people tell someone to be like, just stay still. Let's just stay still.
No, I told you to swat it away. You can shoo a bug away.
Dude, you cannot shoo a bee away. That pisses off, and then it comes back with its boys. That's what I was worried about because he was so aggressive. I thought it might have been one of those killer bees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy next to me, who's fucking jacked with a mustache, goes, what are you, allergic?
Yeah. Turns around, interrupts his meal with his people, turns around to our meal. What are you, allergic?
What are you, allergic, man? It's like, oh, no, motherfucker. I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Yeah.
Like, who here? And then you were like going, yes, for you. And then it went by your face.
Dude,
you
but
freaked
it
the
was
fuck
here.
Out.
It was like, it was in my ear, like, because it loved my perfume, my sweet perfume.
Yeah. That's so.
It's lurking.
Lurking, boy.
I bring all the bees to the yard.
You look like the girl from the bee movie right now.
Dude, yeah. It was crazy. And the guy, so you're eating and you're trying to enjoy it. And then the fucking bee ruins the, like, the
we're standing
perfect
up,
meal.
We're standing up eating. We're like trying to shoo it away, standing up because we don't want to stop eating the pizza. And so we're just walking around, running away from the bee while eating the pizza. We switch tables and it fucking comes back.
Yeah.
Comes and finds us. So we had to literally leave our Diet Coke on another table.
And all I'm doing is looking at the fucking Jack dude who's literally telling his friends that I'm a bitch. I could see him like looking over because we switched tables.
Yeah.
And I could literally see him looking at us being like, oh, they didn't fucking move because of the bee.
People are so boring. If you're just sitting there talking about other people's experience and they're just trying to enjoy it,
yeah,
they're bored. You're so boring. You're so fucking boring. Think about something else to talk about.
You're so fucking tough. You can handle a bee.
That's how I feel about like people too and friends. Like when I'm with people who like just talk about other people, like talk shitty about other people, I'm like, you're the most boring type of person.
And then they're definitely just talking shit about you.
Yeah, you have nothing interesting to talk about besides other people because
you're
bored.
I feel like I never did that in my life. I never gossiped in my life. And then this past year, I became a little bit of a gossiper. And
why? Why do you?
Well, just because of like, I think I just had more anger or like I more pressure. And so then I was like blaming other people for things that were
more my control. You did kind of gossip a while.
Yeah, I gossip more just to get it out. But now I realize like, no, like put it towards yourself. Like, what are you doing? And then once I realized that, then I've stopped gossiping. I don't like gossiping.
I gossip with you a little bit.
Yeah.
But like not in like a mean way. I'm just like, can you believe this?
Can you believe this, bitch? Yeah, it's gossip is I feel like it can get once it starts happening, it just every conversation ends up being gossip.
Yeah, when you set the precedent with somebody that you're like going to gossip with them, that's just like what you get together and do. But there are times like I found myself with somebody, they're gossiping and you can feel if you like truly tap in. This is the other thing. If you tap in and see, it feels like very low. The vibes are low. And then if you leave your hangout with that person and you're feeling super drained, listen to how your body reacts to people.
Yeah.
Because your body will tell you. It's so wild, honestly. Like I've found like there are people in my life I'm like, I'm just not even going to bother to like hang with you because my body is already like, oh, like the day that I wake up and I know I'm hanging out with them and I'm like instantly drained and everything, I'm like, oh my god, this is the wrong person in my life for me. Like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
what I mean?
It rubs off.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know, I've been having a lot of like reflection time just with like people in my life and how it feels.
Yeah. And but you can't, I feel like you can't understand what's happening until you step away, and then you go, oh shit, I've been completely depressed because of this person.
Yeah
I didn't even realize it until I like took 2 weeks and like for whatever, like out of even sometimes the best thing is for that other person to cut you off, and then you go that, and you're like, and at first you're like, oh, could you, and then you're like, this was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. God, I just love cutting people out. I do. It's not like I love to cut people out. I love when I realize I need to draw a boundary, and I love drawing the boundary. It makes me feel so empowered and just like I know myself, and it makes me like trust myself more. You know, I'm just like, oh, I don't know. It just gives me a lot of confidence.
I used to never draw a boundary and then stick around the friendship. The boundary was me moving 7,000 miles or me moving or just, you know, cutting the person out.
Like physically moving?
Yeah, that was the boundary. The boundary was me literally running away.
Yeah.
Which isn't a boundary. That's just you escaping.
Running from it, right? Yeah.
But I, there is power in setting a boundary and then sticking around and then seeing that boundary, like the person honor it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, this feels fucking different. Mm-hmm. It only took me 40 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the boundary to the B guy is I should have just told him to go fuck himself and sat down there instead of running away from him.
You should. We should have set a boundary with that bee.
I tried,
dude. Yeah, we did it wrong. We physically moved away.
Sorry,
we should have squashed it right then and there,
dude. For the person that stays still, go fuck yourself. Okay, we all get it. You're so tough.
Yeah,
fucking dick.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for your favorite thing, your segment called Snooze. Melanie, what we got?
All right, first. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reportedly considering Aaron Rodgers for Veep. Kennedy confirmed to the New York Times that Rodgers is indeed on his short list. There has been no firm confirmation on who might sign onto the RFK Jr. ticket, but the Times reported that the domain name KennedyRodgers.com was registered last week.
Hmm. Yeah, they're not going to win. I mean, it's just, I don't know. People laugh at Robert, like, it is interesting when it's like a third person in the race. You know, you got Trump and Biden, and then whoever's third, people will instantly like discount and like laugh at and be like, oh, whatever, fuck it. Well, he's a joke, you know, but just because he only has such a small percentage. And I think, I don't know, I've heard some people hate how he views vaccines, but he also, like, his history has been like doing stuff for the common person and really like being helpful and caring about humanity, but that's not as cool. That doesn't really get the headlines. And then Aaron Rodgers is a really good quarterback. So I think they might win, actually, now that I think about it. No, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he has this whole thing about it's all about vaccines. It's like, oh, no, dude, fuck it. I'm so sick of the word vaccine, like, and the debate over it. Also, I feel like we've, like, why are we still bringing it up? Like, yeah, they love being a Monday morning quarterback. No word intended, but they love going like, oh, you see, I was right. Meanwhile, like thousands of people were dying and people were just trying to react at the time. Anyhow, that all that being said, it is funny, too, to get like Aaron Rodgers because he's kind of a sexy man. Like, it feels nice for like guys to be viewed like usually you add like a vice president, like a woman, you know, who's like kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what you think about Kamala.
I mean, Kamala is younger, she's prettier than Biden. I mean, yeah, she's
prettier than Biden.
No, a lot of guys, they just pick a woman VP, like Sarah Palin or whatever her name was, and and now they got Aaron Rodgers because he has a nice cock, you know. That's why, you know.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm voting for Aaron Rodgers with that sweet ass. He's so hot with that mustache. And I don't know. Who am I voting for?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably, I don't want to, like, I'd probably end up voting for Biden.
So you're going to vote for, here's the thing.
I don't want to split up our audience. Because
you could,
you know,
vote for Biden, like, I don't know. He could die and then, Kamala.
Kamala Anderson?
Could become like the president.
Yeah, I don't care. You know? I don't care. We live in a tiny home where my shit's...
I don't know. I'm thinking about voting for Trump.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm thinking about it, you guys.
All right.
You know, he's got a few good things up his sleeve.
For the YMCA.
What? Okay. Hey, look, do you? I mean, it will be interesting if you suddenly wear a Make America Great hat again.
Dude, what if I become one of those girls? I'm like in a American flag bathing suit.
You just want to gossip? Yeah. You're like, no one will gossip me. I'm going to go down. Look, I don't want this to become a political podcast.
Yeah. But now it's half and half, so we can make everybody happy.
Oh, that's true. I'll vote for Biden. Brenna will vote for Trump. Honestly, I think the majority of our podcast listeners are probably Trump. Not. No, they're not. They're not. I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm thinking about it, guys.
Let us know in the comments. Yeah, let us know.
Let us know who you're voting for and why.
Or Aaron Rodgers, sweet
help
ass.
Help me tip the scale, guys.
Yeah, I don't. There's something too. Like, I was watching UFC and Trump came out. I was watching with all these guys and he came out and he's like, everyone's like kissing the ring. Everyone's like, you're the best, man. Like, every guy wants to get a photo with him because it's an instant, like 50,000 likes on Instagram. And here's the thing about Trump that is kind of cool is that he went, like, he's like every guy that, like, gets big on YouTube and they, like, go against the industry.
Like, so, like, that, Jake Paul?
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Like, and it's just like this, like, they connect to him because he's an outsider that wasn't allowed in. But that's a cool story if the guy also didn't rape women. You know what I mean? Like it's a, and then people go, well, what are the facts? Well, he just, a jury just like literally, well, that's not a real lawsuit. You know, they were saying, whatever. Point being is that, like, if I just see through like his bullshit. But if you see through his bullshit at all, you're called like it's like the guy that called me like, oh, what are you allergic to, bees? Like, they're like, oh, you there's something about like manlyhood and toughness about liking Trump, and if you don't like that, you're a little bitch. And it's just such a weird, it's just a weird, like, the guy dodged a draft, like, he's not a tough guy, like, it's weird. It's just, he literally like dyes his face orange and he wears like he combs his hair like, you would not like this guy unless he had like power and it would help your clout,
right?
And it's just weird to me that that is what toughness is. No, what's tougher is how hot Aaron Rodgers is. And his,
I'm just looking at your thighs.
Yeah, my thighs look good.
No, they're just so skinny. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of Andrew's thighs.
Oh, my God. This got way too political, Mel. This was terrible.
I chose Aaron Rodgers. I was trying to be.
Yeah. Ugh. It's fine.
I'll move on.
All right, what's the second one?
Second story. Hillary Duff's husband documented.
I thought you were going to say Hillary.
Yeah, I know. I was like, we're done.
I literally thought she was going to go, Hillary Clinton. What do you think about her coming back?
I'd vote for Hillary.
Duff or Clinton?
Hillary Duff would be. She's pretty jacked now. That's how I vote for everyone, is how jacked they are. Okay.
Hillary Duff's husband documented his vasectomy day on his Instagram story. Matthew Kona hilariously demystified the male birth control procedure, which he underwent while waiting for the arrival of his third child with Hillary Duff. After the procedure, Kona shared an Instagram photo in his hospital gown, writing that it was honestly not bad at all and better than seeing the dentist for sure.
This is a way for me to cut my balls. Is that what you want me to do?
No, we got to use them. We got to drain those puppies out.
Well, if a guy get a vasectomy and then get it reversed.
Yeah, that's the thing. It reminds me of how, like, a lot of places won't tie women's tubes without, like, unless you've had children or if you're married and your husband, like, basically gives, like, a verbal consent.
Handmaid's Tale.
It's super weird. It's so weird, but a guy could just go and get a vasectomy.
My buddy got a vasectomy, and then he, like, he comes and he says it's, like...
Is it different?
Yeah.
What does he come?
It's, like, thinner. It's, like...
Well, that's better for everybody.
That is true. That
it's easier to swallow.
That is true.
It goes down like milk.
Or water.
Or water. Even better. 1%. Not oat milk, 1%. Okay, so
that's another stigma where it's like, if you get a vasectomy, you're a little bitch. Like, our whole world is like, you're not manly if you do certain things.
Yeah, guys are weird about vasectomies. Guys are just weird about their manlyhood.
Well, vasectomies too, it's like, there's something about being able to have children which makes you more of a man.
It's so true. Like, guys,
but meanwhile,
love...
no guys want to get women pregnant. It's weird. Like, they want their cum to be strong, but
did you know
also they want to fuck raw dog and not make you pregnant.
Did you know that there's, like, a breeding kink?
What's that mean?
Like, people, like, I think it's just like porn, or I think there's like a, I don't know, it's like a thing, like a breeding kink.
Like you want to get as many people pregnant as possible.
Yeah, or like you want to like put a lot of cum in a woman and like to like definitely get her pregnant. I don't know.
It's, I think so I have the opposite weird. Of that.
It's.
There dude, was, we were watching a show dude, the other day Andrew, and the girl the, goes
Andrew the best Andrew was coming his best when I had an IUD.
Oh dude, when I knew that there was a wall.
Dude, he it was like here's it was you're such a mental comer.
Yeah, I'm such a mental comer.
You're just like a lady.
Well, right before sex she'll be like, "So how many kids do you want to have? Are you turned on? Are you turned on? Because, by the way, we couldn't even, we had to get a cosigner for a tiny home."
Dude, if I accidentally got pregnant, it would be like the best day of my life.
That's why I'm scared. But there was like, in the show the other day, the girl goes, "I want to have a baby." He goes, "I was just waiting for you to ask." Oh, and I saw you get so turned on.
Literally was like, "Oh, see? See?"
In fairness, she got hit by a car an hour after that. Yeah. So.
So that, he sent the car out.
Yeah, he definitely sent the car. He's like, "Yeah, yeah, I want to have a kid." Hey, how about you not wear your helmet? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get you pregnant and then kill you. So then you'll at least die happy.
That's so sweet. Yeah, romantic. It is romantic.
That's like a Shakespeare
we'd
play.
All we'd all end up happy. A modern day love story.
That's twins bus, you know.
Just to be sure.
But we saved the kids and I raised them on my own. No, I think, I think vasectomies should be, I guess if you're a guy and you don't want to have kids, it's really the best thing ever. But you'll probably get herpes within 3 weeks.
Yeah, so true.
All right, what's next?
All right, last news. Princess Kate hasn't been seen in public since Christmas Day 2023. In January, Kensington Palace announced that Kate was to undergo planned abdominal surgery and would return to royal duties after Easter, which the public quickly turned into conspiracy theories. After Princess Kate posted a poorly photoshopped picture on British Mother's Day, there was a conspiracy that she's dead. In response, she explained that as an amateur photographer, she likes to occasionally experiment with editing. What do you think about this?
Okay, Kate Middleton is not editing her own photographs, first of all. She's not doing anything on her iPhone, but... some people think she just got like a plastic surgery too and that she's recovering from that. I saw a TikTok theory that it's like, oh, it takes 6 months to recover from a plastic surgery, fully recover. But did you see the photograph?
No, I haven't seen the photograph.
It is very poorly edited. There's a lot of inconsistencies, like with the steps behind them. Her hand, one of her hands is like, and it, her head is like obviously photoshopped on. And it even if she was editing.
Her head is photoshopped. Yeah. I gotta see this photo.
Even if she was editing photos and like playing around with it, she's not editing a photo of her with her children. That's a weird one, weird photograph to edit to begin with.
It's also weird if, I think it's like, it's weirder that there's just one photo that's come back to make her seem like she's fine.
I saw that. You know what Mother's I mean? Day
like you would think then it's not Photoshop because there would be multiple. Like there'd be at least three to show that she's alive.
And just like out.
Not one.
Yeah.
Same thing's happening with this guy, Ryan Garcia, this boxer. He went off the deep end. They think it's like a psychotic break with cocaine. And he's just talking about the Illuminati and how they have sex with children and stuff like this. And he's losing his mind. They look at videos and he's like, and everyone thinks it's all like AI, which is kind of crazy to think about. Like
that's what people thought about Britney Spears too.
So maybe Kate Middleton is just AI now, but I think with AI you can still get pregnant. I think she'd be fine.
Why do you think? I don't think she's dead.
No, if she was dead, they can't. What are they gonna do? Just never show her again?
She's the second princess dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's suspicious.
No, I know.
I want to hear.
You can't just hold off forever.
I want to hear from the brother and the sister, the ones who got kicked out.
Harry and Meghan Markle.
Harry and Meghan. I want to hear what they think.
Oh.
That's who I think would give us some tea.
For sure. They probably killed her.
Yeah, that's true.
They want them. They're jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the longer, if someone died and they like just try to keep them out of public, if you don't release it within 2 months and then they find, like, the longer you wait, it's like when you don't do laundry right away and it just builds up. When it comes out, if she's dead, people will lose their fucking mind. You can't lie. You can't lie about that. Also, we haven't seen Melania Trump in a while. Maybe she's dead. Huh? Did she come out?
Aren't her and Trump like on the rocks?
Yeah. You know, here we go again. Your hero. People are going to come after you, by the way.
Oh, God. If you can't fucking take a joke, stop listening to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Like,
I love that.
That's that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What you gonna call it? Yeah, so I don't know. I think she probably, yeah, got surgery, or she might just be fucking tired of dealing with the public and it's just like, I ain't doing it. I'm done. I'm done putting on 19 different, like,
but they have to. Didn't you watch all of those documentaries? Like, yeah. they have a deal with the media, basically.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So unless, well, I guess you're right. Like, maybe that's her excuse to get out of the media.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs a break. Maybe she's just depressed.
Yeah, she probably is.
I'd be depressed.
I'd be depressed too.
I
have a Patreon with 30 people and it's too much. By the way, join our Patreon.
Yeah, guys. Please come join us on Patreon.
Patreon. The Puddles podcast. The Patreon is up there. We actually know a lot of people have come out to support and we really appreciate it. It's $5 for 4 extra episodes a month. You really can't beat that. And yeah,
we were gonna maybe do a house tour soon, a mini house tour.
Yeah,
you can really see all of my MAGA merch.
Oh my God!
you can see where we keep everything.
Melania's hidden in the closet.
Yeah.
Melania's in the closet. Middleton's in the bathroom inside Mango's litter box. What else? That's pretty much it. Yeah, and then our Trump statue. Is in our nook and cranny. God, I can't believe it's going to be another fucking year of... It's just like, can we just all move on, please?
All right.
What we got?
Some relationship deal breakers.
Okay.
Relationship deal breakers.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, this is a list of reasons why many couples have broken up, and I want to know if this is something that would end the relationship for you two. Ready to couples counseling?
Here we go.
Long distance.
No.
No, because we did it. It's fine. Honestly, it might be better.
Long distance or tiny home living?
Yeah, it's one or the other. It's either you live in a tiny home.
We did it, and it was really, well, I was going through a really hard time personally outside of our relationship, so it was extra hard for me. But it just made me appreciate Andrew more. So, yeah, I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Lack of communication.
Yeah, I think so.
It's something you can try to fix. If you try, I guess we're saying it's an ultimatum, so they haven't fixed it yet. And they can't fix it.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. If there's a lack of communication, you bring it up, you try to communicate, and the person goes, well, I don't want to talk. Then, yeah, that can be a deal breaker for
if
sure.
If you have no communication, you have no relationship. So, yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Unless you're just fucking all the time and you both just do your own thing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Completely independent. And you just, like, every once in a while, you're like, what's up, dude?
I don't like that.
No. All right, what's next?
Excessive jealousy.
Excessive jealousy. I would... yeah, that's a problem. Then you're not trusted. And when there's no trust, there can't be a relationship. Also, it's very annoying to hear the person be like, who was there? What were you doing? Who were you talking to? It's just a lot.
Yeah, because then, yeah, that means you just don't trust them.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like you get jealous of me?
Do I get jealous of you?
Or not of me, but jealous?
No. I don't, because I know you're not doing anything bad.
But then you call everyone skanks.
Yeah, well, that doesn't have anything to do with you.
You literally were in a fucking Pilates class, ran out of there to stab a bitch,
yeah,
but you don't get
true.
Jealous.
That's true. I guess if a girl's talking to you and if they're being flirty, then yeah.
jealousy could be hot.
Yeah. You know?
Like if it's like a rage where you're like, wow, they can't even control how much they like me. It's kind of hot. But when you have to hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
So like in the moment, it's kind of cool.
If it's an insecurity jealousy, then it's a deal breaker.
Yeah. If the person has no confidence and they're very insecure and then on top of that, they're jealous. It's just like, all right, well, that's the end. Mm-hmm. What else?
Money troubles.
Well.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
That one's fine.
No, because, okay, I was on Reddit the other day. I always read these, I forget the name of the subreddit, but it's like one of my favorite ones. People tell these crazy stories about, you know, whatever. I think it's Am I the Asshole? Yeah. And this guy was dating this woman. They became engaged to be married. And she was said that she was debt free. Right before they got married, she confessed that she's in $160,000 of credit card debt. And... wanted his help to pay it off, and he broke it off with her. So if it was something extreme like that, I think it, because she knew like he had a lot of money, yeah. And like she knew she waited to tell him until they were about to be married. That's vindictive, you know, like,
yeah.
So if there's something crazy like that, if you're not taking responsibility like for that, then no, we can't be together. If you're like crazy financially fucked up, then like, yeah.
Also, like the cost of eggs is just so high. You know, no, I think, yeah, I think that's it definitely money, it's like you can't just ignore how much pressure it puts on a relationship, but and it's all depends on who you're with and what their expectations are too. But I also wouldn't align with someone to be like, if you can't afford a fucking Lexus for me, you're not the man for me. I'll be like, yeah, later, bitch.
You're like, you're right. I'm not.
Yeah. Like, I guess I'm not. So it's like, I think, but you also don't want to be with someone who's a bum who isn't making money and they're also not motivated.
Yeah.
I think if someone's trying and they're passionate and they're going after something like comedy or something and they're just not quite making enough money, I think you just see through that and you realize they're a great guy who gives mediocre dick. You know what I mean?
You bring a lot more to the table. You're doing great.
This isn't about me.
You're doing great with your career at home. You keep me laughing.
First of all, my career's going fine. The Patreon's blowing up.
Oh, yeah. You're so sunburnt. It's like, I can't stop looking at your face. That is a deal breaker for me. Not wearing sunscreen.
You bringing up sunscreen all the fucking time is a deal breaker for me. How about that?
You're red as a tomato, bitch.
I'm from Florida. We live
in the sun.
You're
literally damaging your DNA by letting yourself get sun damage like that.
Maybe it needs a little damaging because it's so perfect. I need to take it down a notch.
Well, your career would say otherwise. I'm just kidding. That was mean. I meant, you know, fuck, that was really mean.
All I can do is get a tan.
Wait, I was joking.
No, I know. I was fucking with you. I was pulling on you.
Wait, no, because
I'm literally going on the road tomorrow.
I was just saying it's not perfect. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying it
wasn't
perfect.
Dude, it's fine.
Because mine's not either.
Yes, you're very poor and have taken thousands of dollars from me and you were in credit card debt and you didn't tell me.
You have given me, I told you years ago, I've changed that. Also, I didn't ask you for any money. You helped me.
Suggestions.
Oh, man.
Just a reminder, you guys came up with this topic, not me.
No, I think this is all funny. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I didn't mean that, though. I think you're doing great.
But I meant what I said.
Okay. All right.
What's next?
What about cheating?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. No, so I have this bachelor party coming up, and all Brenna's saying, even if I bring up cheating in any way, somehow I'm cheating already. So you definitely do not. I mean, we've talked about people maybe having open relationships and you can never do it. I can never do it. I can't imagine another guy pounding you out. I'd fucking lose my mind. I couldn't handle it.
I'm not fucking around with that. If you have sex with somebody else, bye.
Yeah, later. What if I get a vasectomy first?
Only if you give me a baby before that.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get you pregnant and I can fuck whoever I want.
I just like flashed everybody.
All right, if you go to minute 43, you can see.
You can see my blue cheetah print undies.
Next thing you know, our YouTube goes to 300,000
views.
I
hope it fucking does.
And then I become a millionaire and you're like, it was my pussy. Yeah. It was my pussy.
Dude, literally.
Yeah, we'll throw that ass around a little bit.
Shake it.
Yeah, cheating, I couldn't handle it. I don't think you can.
Would you even try? Or if you found out I cheated, it was like,
no, you're done.
Boom, you're done.
Out.
Yeah.
You're out. You're out.
Would you? How would you escape a cheating relationship? Like, would you go ghost as much as you could? Like, or would you, like, if you found out I was cheating, say, and I was gone for like a week, would you just move out, block me on everything? Never
I ain't
say
moving
a word?
Out. Your shit is gonna be on the street. Your shit is on the street.
We're both on the lease. So how do? What do we do? Get a loft bed?
No, you're out. You're out.
Are you still charging my ass rent?
No, you're just done. You're cut out. I'm not going to try to like.
So whoever's the cheater is the one who gets kicked out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try to find a guy or ruin whoever you're dating next. You're just done. You're
cut
out.
Dude, that hurts more because it hurts the most. Like if you ever get cheated on, the thing that hurts the most is just like not even giving them a response.
Zero fucks.
Just saying, get the fuck out. And
that's it. Get the fuck out. Yeah.
Yep. Just get out.
Also, I've been fucking your sister.
We're done. We're done. And that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, having somebody's stuff packed up for them, just like you don't even give them an opportunity to talk to you.
What would be best, too, is like, is if you didn't throw it out the window, like in like anger, you folded everything for them.
Everything's so nice.
Everything's folded perfect.
Yep. It's like,
you even call them an Uber. You get them a hotel room. Yeah. You're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Have a good life.
Because then it's like, oh, they were so calm. Do they even care?
Did they ever care?
Yeah.
And guess what?
No.
I didn't.
Now I don't. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm so good at that. You're so good at it too. As soon as somebody fucks with you.
That's the boundary.
That's it. It's so easy for me to say goodbye to somebody after I feel like I feel betrayed or disrespected. I'm just, bye.
Part of me thinks like, wait, did I ever love that person if I'm so easily able to leave it?
And I think it's an attachment style, actually.
Yeah, I don't know these attachment styles. Yeah. So maybe I'm inverted, divergent.
No, allergic. I think it's like a love attachment style.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I think, because we took a test one time. Like, you took a test, and you sent it to me, and we got the same thing.
Yeah, we both are jealous cheaters who talk shit about finances.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through two more quickly.
Okay.
All right.
All right, substance abuse.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard.
That's really hard.
I think it's, again, all these things is like, is the person hearing you out and willing to change? And are they taking shit out on you? Like, I can't, as someone who comes from a mom who is alcoholic and then like grandparent, like whatever, and I might also be an alcoholic. It's tough, but I also then have a lot of empathy and understand that it's like not them, it's the disease. So I think I could stick around, but it's like if it starts getting projected onto you, then you're just like, I can't. I could be there as a friend, but not as someone in a relationship.
I think it has a lot to do with how you view addiction, because if you view it as an illness, you know, you're with somebody, you're married to somebody, you vow to be there in sickness and in health. So it's like, okay, let's make these steps together to make you better. But if the person isn't trying to get better in the end, then you can't.
Yeah.
Then you're betraying yourself in a way. It's so hard. That's
but
a
dude,
really hard one.
Sometimes you just got to party on a boat.
Yeah, like I get it. Sometimes we just need to have a good time.
I think it depends on where you drink in the house. But we also have no choice. It has to be.
Oh my God. Andrew and I made this rule. There's no drinking wine in the bed, but now we moved and we only have so many options. So I'm like, sorry, babe, I drink wine in the bed. Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
So no, it's not. We're not breaking up yet. Dude. So, what was I going to say? What else do I have? I always write down a little list here.
We're talking about breakups.
Oh yeah, breakups. What's
your breakups? You could talk about your wedding plans. Whatever you want.
Oh yeah, we. Oh my god.
I don't know if I want to talk about the wedding stuff.
We didn't set a date.
We set a date, you guys. We're getting married in October, so we have to do things very quickly.
We're getting married in October. We decided to do it in Florida, in Rusty's parents' backyard on the Intercoastal. Because it's going to be the most Florida wedding ever.
I'm so excited.
There might be a houseboat.
It's,
who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be a very colorful wedding.
Yeah, chill. Mm-hmm. Picture just like, yeah, I'm going to come in on two alligators.
I think we're going to try to leave in a houseboat.
We're going to try to leave in a houseboat. Your dress mm-hmm. is going to be made out of mangroves.
Fishnets.
A manatee is going to be the person that's giving the speech.
Dude.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be like...
Oh, you know what? If you've ever been married before and you tried to... had a wedding, comment ways that you incorporated your pet that couldn't be there. However you did it, comment, because I'm looking for ideas.
What are you thinking about
right now? No, well, so far I'm just thinking like little napkins with mango on it or something. But if anybody has a more unique idea, let me know.
Can't we just not have him involved?
He's our child.
He is not.
Something like if you do a goodie bag or like a welcome bag, something like that. Like have a little like from Mango. Tissues from Mango. I'm sad I can't spend money on goodie bags.
Maybe we'll just name. Maybe we'll get a drink, like pre-made drink.
Yeah.
Like an orange drink.
We'll call it
the
Mango.
Mango's Mule.
Yeah, Mango Mule. Yeah, Mango Mule.
So cute.
Done.
And then we'll serve it with a napkin, a cocktail napkin. With mango on it.
We don't have to spend money on that. I'd rather have that money for rent.
Napkins won't cost very much
dude,
money.
Dude, napkins nowadays, like eggs, have really gone up. No, I don't know. Yeah, sure. I just don't want to, like, we have other things to worry about. I just don't want to get a text from you be like, the napkins, what about the mango napkins? It's like, okay, that should be 50th on the list, but I do think naming a cocktail called the Mango Mule.
Mango Martini.
Or Mango Martini, anything with an M.
No martinis.
Mango.
Mango margarita.
Or mangarita.
We can bring our Margaritaville machine.
No, we're going to keep that. That'll be too much for the plane.
Dude.
We bought that margarita machine for the last studio. Now it doesn't even fit in our new home. It's just in the back of my Corolla.
Dude, yeah, we have a Margaritaville machine.
By the way, we're not
that poor. We did it one time.
We are not that poor.
We used it one time and I blacked out and we never used it again.
No, we used it one more time for healthy smoothies.
Yeah, and then that's it.
And then we realized we got to clean this bitch.
Yeah, it's so hard to clean.
Dude, this margarita machine, if you want a Jimmy Buffett margarita machine and you live in the Los Angeles area, hit me up. I got you. For the price of $700 that I paid for it. Yeah, so we got a date. We're going down there in May to take a look around. I know the area obviously very well. And then, yeah, we're figuring out bachelorette party. I think I'm going to do mine in Chicago in the summer. And Brenna is now trying to go to my bachelor party to see her sister. But she doesn't get jealous. She just wants to be in Chicago.
Listen, if you need a booty call, I'll be right there.
So I'll get all... Okay, never mind.
What?
No, like you're there like at the bachelor party?
No,
like,
if you get horny afterwards, you can call me up.
How funny would it be if I go, all right, I'm getting a stripper, boys.
And it's me.
And to save money, I have you come in. But you got to give my boys all lap dances. But...
Dude, I think that's their dream come true. They're so fucking creepy.
They are so creepy.
They're so creepy.
Lord of it, baby.
Creepy old men. Yeah, this stripper is just going to be my wife.
Dude, we had to take a shit ton of stuff to the dry cleaner the other day. And we were like, wow, this is actually better. You know, the washer and dryer, it just gets done so much more quickly than our tiny ass washer dryer fusion thing. And I go, oh, yeah, we could just save that for small things like lingerie and whatnot. Andrew's like, when have you ever worn lingerie?
On accident. One time.
Yeah, I've got like one thing of it.
I think you ran out of other underwear.
It's so embarrassing. No, but that would be so funny.
Oh, yeah, but it's not going to happen. You're staying in L.A.
I'm getting hot for your bachelor party to come out.
For my boys.
For your boys. Honestly, I would be like, I need to be skinny.
Yeah, dude. It'll be sick, dude. It'll be so bro-y just to help my dude, me, my boys.
But you're like the club owner and you're like, no touching, no touching.
No touching, no penetration, no photos. But, yo, bro, here comes my wife.
I have a veil in my hair.
Hey. With your sister who just had a baby.
Do you think you could handle that? Do you think you could handle that?
Yeah, I could handle it, man. I'm fucking so tough. I could handle bees. I could handle Trump. Yeah. I could handle everything, man. Okay. I'm such a fucking man. I'm so tough.
No vasectomies over here.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it. That's the whole episode. Skincare. What do you got?
Skincare tip. Yeah.
Book a facial. You'll find out what tips you need there.
Yeah, you guys should come and book a facial if you live in the Los Angeles area.
Get a Jimmy Buffett
machine. I'll give you a customized treatment. We can come up with a treatment plan. Actually, you know what? I have something. Somebody messaged me about this the other day, and I had to message her back. But if you're skin cycling and your skin cycling has an active each night, you're not doing skin cycling properly. You shouldn't be using actives every night unless you're built up to some type of retinol. I highly, highly recommend not doing that. You don't need to dry out your skin in some type of way every single night. That's it.
And now we're going to go over to Patreon and finish it up. If you enjoy the show, go on over to Patreon, the Puddles Podcast. Love to have you. Throwing up more entertainment. I think Brenna's going to show a foot. All right.
Puddles, everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.